Hello, everyone. This is Coach Fab of Casinos USA. And welcome to podcast episode 48, Believe and Achieve. Hey, and we thank our studio audience for your enthusiastic applause, digital audience as they are. And you know, we appreciate how clean they keep our studio, and they still have fun at the same time. This is the joy of podcasting. Wow. Hey, episode 48. I'm excited about episode 48 because that's my old high school football number. But there's other reasons too. So what are we talking about today? Well, part one begins right now. Jeremy Ellerick, the producer of Color Up Craps videos on YouTube, happens to be a regular listener of Casinos USA podcast. As such, he heard our crap segment on how low roller pass line system of play that we called a 3-2-1. He liked what he heard and did a color up video of the system, which became a field test more or less. In the first part of the video, Jeremy explained at the opening how our strategy works. He does an excellent job explaining the strategy. I think he does a better job than I do. But more importantly, he also said that he liked it. And during his next 21 minutes of dice rolls on what was a truly choppy table, he finished up $54. Whoa! So 21 minutes of dice rolls, $54 up. I like to extend that to an hour. That'd be about $162. Yeah. But seriously, we always say nothing's guaranteed. On a very cold table, all pass line schemes will fail. But in most instances, the 3-2-1 system will produce small wins for a player without great monetary risk, even on a very choppy table. And that's, of course, what Jeremy demonstrated. As we are proud to be low rollers at Casinos USA, we love our system. Believe and achieve, we say, and believe the 3-2-1 is absolutely the best system for low rollers who play from the pass line, because you never put more than $36 at risk. In fact, players can own the table with just three hits on place bets that we call 22 inside. That phrase I used, own the table, that means that the shooter cannot lose even if the point is not made and a 7-out occurs. Well, not necessarily just a shooter. Anybody else who's playing 3-2-1 from the pass line, you're in the same position. That's one of the times in craps that happens so often in our system. When you have nothing to fear, you're going to win on a 7-out, and you're going to win if the point is made. So for a period of time, you own the table. Again, few systems and craps put a shooter or a player in this situation so often. Now, I know laying numbers does protect the pass line shooter, but laying numbers can also cost whoever made the bet a ton of money. If the number is rolled, they lose their money. And because you have to bet twice as much to win half when you lay a number, a mistake can be pretty expensive. But in our system, when the 5, 6, 8, and 9 are covered, and if one of those happens to be the point, you just need three hits, and you own the table. And if the point numbers are 4 or 10, you only need two hits to own the table. Ownership of the table, you cannot lose, even if the shooter sevens out. To see our system in action, go to YouTube search and type in 3-2-1 craps. And I mean use the dash sign, the horizontal line. So that's 3-2-1 followed by the word craps. And you'll see it. And we want to thank Jeremy Ellerick for sharing our system with the many thousands of his subscribers and followers on YouTube. Color Up is no-nonsense, a no-BS field trial of various craps schemes. And we are so pleased, Jeremy, that you field-tested our 3-2-1 system. So thank you. Hey, in part two today, we're talking about Vegas timeshares and vacation clubs. The good, the bad, and the ugly. So let's take a short break, and we'll be diving into the timeshare vacation club world of Las Vegas. Listen, it's not all bad, and many of our listeners might enjoy the gifts that are offered just for 2 hours of your day. In fact, you might even get an inexpensive 2 or 3 night stay in Las Vegas at a hotel like the Hilton if you're so inclined. So let's see what this is all about, and we'll be right back after a very short break. So to begin, I want you to know that I'm not a lawyer, but I will be referring to some legalities during this discussion of timeshares, but I am not a lawyer. I want to tell you that the best deal I think you can get is when you get an offer in the mail or over the phone and you're at home, you're not in Las Vegas. And these are like discounted weekends so that you can stay at like a Tahiti Village, or you can stay at the Hilton, at the Marriott, you know, for very little money for 3 days. However, your obligation is to attend a sales promotion. And there's been cases in this regard. Once you get there, you can't walk away from that. The law would be against you. You know, if you agree to this, you have to go to the promotion. And we're talking somewhere between 2 to 4 hours. It's unlikely that you'd find one more than 4 hours. And we'll talk about what happens at sales promotions. But you might go there with the idea that there's no way in the world you're going to purchase vacation points or participate in owning a timeshare. That's not the point. You just want to take care. You want to take advantage of that discount, a weekend discount, or you know, a 4 day week discount stay. And because you'll be staying in a place that has, you know, a kitchen or a kitchenette, a living room, and a private bedroom, and you're getting a heck of a deal. And I've gone to those in Las Vegas. I've gone to those in people selling timeshares around golf properties throughout the country. A couple in Maryland in terms of visiting Williamsburg and other areas of that type, you know, where we've stayed with great discounts, maybe 1/3 of what it would normally cost. Yeah, a real discount. And we knew that we had to sit through a sales promotion, and we did that. But don't think you can walk away, because what will happen is the resort will charge you full fare and you'll have no legal recourse because you'll lose. But if you sit through it, they have no legal recourse. You beat them if you don't purchase. So that's the first thing to think about. And if you do or you don't get offers over the phone or in the mail about discounted stays, I'm sure you've seen one of these if you haven't had this happen to you. You're walking through a hotel lobby at one of the casino resorts in Las Vegas, and someone says, "Hey, you guys here for a couple nights?" And I can tell you, you know, that there's a street promoter right there. And how would you like a couple free buffet tickets or a couple show tickets? And, you know, I'm going to suggest to you, say, well, take more than that, you know, because sometimes they can dig out two free show tickets to, you know, the Michael Jackson thing or Celine Dion when she was there, or both, you know, and a free buffet and two free buffets, you know, so you can begin your negotiations right there, you know. One afternoon, Jenny and I were walking on Fremont Street, and one of those street promoters, I call them, you can call them what you want to, said to us, "How would you like $75 in casino chips?" And we said, "Yeah, what do we have to do?" And they said, "Well, the hotel here, which is now torn down, is selling timeshares, and you just sit through a timeshare meeting." He's telling us, you know, like probably what he shouldn't tell us, but he wants us to, you know, he wants to snag somebody. So we said, sure. So we went in. We had free drinks, you know, the well drinks, of course, and there were actually dancers. In our case, it was Hawaiian dancers. We enjoyed that. And then we took a tour, you know, through condominium-like apartments in the hotel. And then we went back to a large meeting room, and that's where it starts. And you have a sales representative. He or she may not be a licensed real estate agent, but many times they are. But you can probably tell. Or better yet, you can just ask them. That'd be the sensible thing to do. I mean, I'm talking about their sophistication, whether they know what they're talking about. And they'll question you a lot about, you know, what you'd like, what are you looking for, etc. And because that's going to come back to haunt you, so don't be too open about that, you know. It's probably better to say you're kind of reluctant, you know, in considering timeshares. But then you'll take a tour, and then you'll come back again with the same sales rep, and there'll be somebody at the podium. They may show you a short film, or they may give you almost like a football pregame locker room speech about how great this is and so on. And then, if you're representative was a real estate agent, because under the law, they have to sit down and start talking about the nuts and bolts, or there'll be somebody else. But let's say that person was, most of them are, and they'll start telling you about the advantages of timeshares or vacation points. You know, and it sounds literally wonderful, like you'd be a fool not to do this. But if you still say no, and you're firm in that no, then you would get, I have to talk to my supervisor. And then there'll be what they call a turnover person, a TO person, that will come. And this person's going to say, hey, I understand your reluctance and you think it's too expensive, but I can give you a deal for one day only. Listen, before you walk out of here, this deal is going to evaporate when you leave the floor or the room. This is one day only. And so now we're talking almost like we're dealing on a used car lot. You know, one day only promotions until tomorrow, then it starts again. So that's the hard sell. And then to get out of there, you need to be firm in your rejection. Don't give them any encouragement, because they'll just keep you there longer. You know, they're going to try every sales trick in the book that they know of that can get you to sign that paper. Now, in every state in America, timeshare sales and vacation point sales, you know, that like Hilton and Marriott do, vacation clubs, they sell points instead of actual rooms. You can use these all over the world in their resorts. But the point is, they're regulated. So in some states, you have 3 days to change your mind once you sign a contract. In some states, 5. And in some states where there were so many complaints, the law is actually 10 days. But you can't do that by a phone call. If you want to cancel a contract, it has to be by mail, registered mail probably, I'd suggest, or also in person. So that's the thing to think about. But to be better off with this, if you don't want what they're offering, and you may, but if you don't want what they're offering, then don't sign a damn thing. And just let it be known, I'm not signing a damn thing, you know. But if you just say, I want to think about it, they'll keep bringing people to you that, like, oh, this is what you need to do. And sometimes, even after the turnover person is through, there's still one more attempt to grab you, you know, with something. But we sat through a two-hour presentation on Fremont, and we did get casino chips, the $75 that we were promised. And we went right down to the cage and cashed them in. So we got the $75. You know, we've also picked up buffet and show tickets. Again, we negotiated for both because they just offered one. We did that. And I mentioned that we have stayed in discounted properties because we knew we were going to sit through a weekend discounted property. And the other thing I can suggest to you, if you check these places that have timeshares in Las Vegas, they often just rent rooms to get people to come there. And sometimes what they're asking for does beat what you'd have to pay on the street. Now, if you're getting room stays that are comped, look, there's no need for you to do this. But if you haven't been to Las Vegas or you don't gamble when you're there to any great extent, then you might want to search out a discounted property. It probably won't have a casino in it, or it might. And they'll give you a special rate because you have to sit through a sales promotion. So that's something to think about. Sometimes you can just pay a higher fee and not sit through the sales promotion. I know friends who stay in the Trump Hotel. Those are condominiums that are sold there, and they sell condominiums still. But they think it's a good rate, and so they do it. And there's other places in Las Vegas that does the same thing. The Cosmopolitan originally, we stayed there in a suite for $15 a night. We stayed two nights. This was just a few years ago, if you'd follow the Cosmo. And they were selling condominium suites. And my wife, who has friends everywhere, does have a friend at the Cosmopolitan. And she was told when that whole promotion was done, they sold 11. And that's not very many. And that plan failed. And then the Cosmopolitan was sold to another gaming company. And, you know, they don't know what to do with those people. They're trying to get them the hell out of there. I don't know about that for sure. But so we actually did that. And so, you know, would you stay in a Cosmopolitan suite, which was beautiful, had the balcony, for $15 a night? And I'm not talking about resort fees. I'm telling $15 a night. That was it. So we had $30 plus tax when we checked out. So, and we, you know, we sat through the sales presentation. So that's my take. But it's hard to be in a Las Vegas hotel and not to get hit with this. Hey, are you guys in town for a few days? Or how would you like free show tickets? Or how would you like free buffet tickets? Now, remember this. If you don't want to talk to them, you don't have to get mean. All you got to say is, oh, we live in Henderson. You know, since you say you live in Las Vegas, obviously you don't want a timeshare, you know, a couple miles from where you live. You can tell a little white lie like that. And they'll say, okay, thank you, you know, if you don't want to be pressured. But you will get pressured if you walk through enough hotel lobbies because they're there, you know, and that's what's going to happen. Now, I do have friends that have timeshares that they love. They're expensive. I don't think there's any really, they're not a bargain. They're certainly not an investment. They're very difficult to sell, if not impossible. You know, you kind of give them away. And one of the problems, the average timeshare is about $20,000, some or less. But it's the monthly fee, the maintenance fee, you know. So what you're doing is you're buying free rooms for a certain number of days in a typical timeshare. And so are 50 other people. And you're being charged across that group of people a maintenance fee. And maintenance fees go up as taxes go up and as building ages, repairs are more common and costly. And you're covering that. So that's the problem. And a lot of times the timeshare itself is cool. You really like it. But the maintenance fees that you're paying monthly, wow. And, you know, they'll give you ways that you can travel to some other destination. But so in a sense, you're paying a monthly maintenance on vacations, you know, because you're still going to get these monthly bills. And that's, to me, that's the dark side of timeshares or vacation clubs, is that monthly bill that you're paying. And, you know, you don't have the freedom. So it's an important point that they do work for certain people who vacation, and are willing to go through all the hoops that you have to jump through to get scheduled and registered and get your vacation sites changed and all that. You know, they put the phone time in, they put the internet time in, they do the research, they stay on top of it. But if you're the kind of person is, I don't know if I'm going to go to Las Vegas in July, or I don't know if I'm going to wait till September, or I don't know, maybe I'll wait till next spring, then you don't have that freedom with the timeshare. You have so much time to, you know, to use those, and then it starts over again for the next year. So that's the problem. Timeshares are not for everyone. Do the research on the internet. Examine all the legalities that are involved and make the important decision. But you can take advantage of the timeshare industry by grabbing onto some of their promotions and not buying a timeshare or not buying vacation club points. We've done it. We've enjoyed it. And I'm just saying that possibility exists for you. And it's very, very common. Okay, that takes care of our timeshare part two. And what do you think is going to be coming up in part three? Well, it's a subject we love to talk about. And it's about all the deals you can get from casinos. We're not talking about buying anything. We're talking about staying abreast of what the local casinos that you attend are offering. And also those vacation destinations. There sometimes are just incredible deals at casinos regarding free play, buy one, get one buffets, etc. Three times points, five times points in your slot play or table game play. So we're going to review some of those. Free things that you can grab onto at Casinos USA. Anywhere. We'll be right back after our traditional island music. Okay, so Coach Fab is back here with you right now. And let me just tell you, we got a postcard from the Rocky Gap Casino Resort in Western Maryland, and they were offering a deal for us, VIP, that I could come there on a certain day, and I could swipe my player's card through their concierge-style machine, and I would have a chance to get $500 of free play. They would be five or six little treasure chests that I would push, and the lowest one would be 20. That was the promise, and the highest one would be 500. Well, of course, I pushed the 20 and the other ones lit up, and there was a 500 there, you know. There was actually a 300 there too, and there was a 40 and a 50, I think, and then I pushed the 20, of course. So anyway, I got $20 worth of free play. And we were there because the midweek deal that we got is that we could stay in a suite, which normally would be quite expensive, for $69. Hey, I'm not making that up. This was a beautiful suite, you know, private bedroom, beautiful living room. This has just been remodeled earlier in the summer. Can you believe it? $69. So that's why we were there, and we really enjoyed the suite. Suites are cool, too, because, you know, one of you can watch television late without bothering the other. But that's not the point. So anyway, go back to the free play, and I went immediately to the machine that I had won a couple weeks ago, $500 on. It was a Monte Carlo Royal machine, and I had $20 worth of free play, and it took it, you know, punched in my pin, got the free play, and it's $5 a spin playing max, which is what I do because it's a progressive and it has big jackpots. I think it was at 59,000 when I played it, and on one spin, I won $2. So anyway, after four spins, I had $2 left, and I didn't want to play a $2 spin. I'm playing max at those progressives, or I'm not playing. So I walked over to a quick hit machine. Quick hits. I love it. You know, a much smaller machine, sat down right by the door as you come into the casino. And I put in my card again, and it showed that I had still $2 worth of free play. So that's cool. So it was a max $1.50. So I push it. Okay, so what do you know? Luck of the Irish, maybe, huh? I win 40 free games. And during the course of that runoff of 40 free games, now remember, I was playing max, $1.50. Turned out I ended up with $115. Oh, my wife, I don't know if she's happy or not because she plays slots. And she goes, "You're just so damn lucky." And I said, "Yeah, I know." And it was, you know, if I'd gone in there with a $2 and put it in, it would have been the same thing. But it was free. So that certainly covered the cost of the suite, right? Which was $69. And I think with taxes came to just under $100. You know how they tax these states, tax the hell out of hotels and state tax and all that. So anyway, it was awesome. And it was all because of staying abreast of what's going on. We know that most casino resorts have senior days where you get reduced room rates. You often get buy one, get one buffets. They also have military days. And we love these extra point days. You know, locally here in the Pittsburgh area, the Rivers is known for its great food. And they really have like a... Their buffet would compete with some of the better ones or maybe even some of the best ones in Las Vegas. It's tremendous. And their restaurants at the Rivers in Pittsburgh are also wonderful. But they still have buy one, get one days for buffet, and it's not to an age group. It's to anybody. And that they want people to come to the casino, of course. So we always are looking for those days. And, you know, if our schedule works, we'll stop there and have lunch or dinner. So that's big. The Rising Star in Southern Indiana, they have a promotion Mondays and Tuesdays. I don't know if it's still going on, but you can check into it, where room rates are free. Anybody can stay. It's free. How about that? Because they just want people there to play. So, again, just stay open to these casino promotions. And if you don't take the time to talk to somebody at the Players Club about it, you may miss out on these because sometimes it's almost like a company secret. We know that you have to use your player's card with everything that you do in a casino. Like, you know, if you buy a beer, give the bartender your player's card. Say, "Hey, I want credit for this." You know what I mean? If you buy a Starbucks coffee and it's in the casino, you know, hey, give the player's card because those points add up. And I think getting points on your card generates mailings to your home, and that's where you find so many of these promotions and information about promotions. We so often get free concert tickets and also comedic shows, you know, comedy club kind of things at casinos, you know, and that's their hook to try to get us there. And every once in a while, it works. You know, we told you when America was appearing in Southern Indiana, my wife said, we're going, because that was one of her favorite groups in the 70s. So casinos are not just rip-off places and trying to steal your money. They also give you, they don't steal your money. You don't, not forced to gamble, but they also give you opportunities for some real deals that have entertainment values, and also some real restaurant deals that you may not get anywhere else. So keep your eyes open. Just play with discretionary income if you do gamble. Don't put yourself in jeopardy. Don't be a fool with your money. But if you think of your casino stay as recreational and consider yourself a recreational gambler, hey, you're in our posse, because that's what we are here at Casinos USA. And our final feature, serious conversation, these large gaming companies. I'm going to talk about M Life, because I'm looking at an offer that I just got to get a credit card, an M Life credit card. And for people who have credit cards from M Life, there's complimentary self-parking at M Life Rewards destinations. So complimentary parking up and down the strip at the M Life ones. I think there's 11 hotels. Automatic upgrade to Pearl status, priority hotel check-in at M Life Rewards destinations. And how about this? Dedicated line pass at participating buffets. They don't say in advertising which hotels have that, but some of them do. Some, if you have an M Life Rewards card, a credit card, rather, it's a MasterCard, then you can jump to the head of the buffet line. Also, they say here that you earn 10,000 M Life Rewards points after spending $1,000 during the first three billing cycles. The M Life MasterCard Rewards program does not have an annual fee. And I'm looking at it because we're going to be spending some time in Las Vegas in November, and we will be renting a car. The interest rate, depending on your FICO score, can be in the 20%, and you can see that's pretty expensive for credit cards. But if you're the kind of person that can pay everything off on a monthly, maybe it's something that you could consider, the M Life Rewards. You know, we always worry, though, about getting another credit card or adding credit cards to the ones we have, because it could hurt your FICO score, and that we guard against hurting that score. You know, so many important life loans are tied to your FICO score. We have so many benefits come to us because, you know, our FICO score is in the high 800s, so that's something that we worry about. But I might check into this and think about it a little hard, because it seems like there's some advantages. I've heard other people on other podcasts talk about using gaming company credit cards, you know, pay for gasoline, etc. And, you know, before too long, it really elevates the offers that they receive. So, again, that's something we're considering. So there's a lot of things to think about with casinos, and there's a lot of things you can take advantage of if you're smart. Remember, we always say that if you're going to gamble, make sure it's discretionary income, and please appreciate that it's a recreational activity, you know. So that's how that we want you to look at your trip to a casino. It's recreational. Not that you necessarily will lose when you gamble, but it's not a place you go to invest your money. There's a very high house edge against you and most of the things that you do in a casino. It's all about enjoyment. And at Casinos USA, we seek the American dream, you know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And for us, every day is a Saturday. All right, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thank you for listening. So long.